Afganistan.
I was asked to speak about Mitzvah Sachiva. Mitzvah Sachiva is Miyom Zekani Libi, which is Shaykh to ending the ganze Chöve Sachiva, alles Furem, the Rabbein Yoyne, and the Rambam. We'll say a few little nekudas, where we can take out of this gedank. A little gedank and a few kashes where we can find in the Torah there's a stira in the Indian of tshiva, who should do the tshiva. Let's have a look in Parshas HaTshuva and Netzuva. Parshas HaTshuva and Netzuva steht also, steht in Pusik, der Eibishter, sagt Boi kivei lechu kol advu mo'ayla abuche baklula shunisati lefuneichu v'shavu yisei levavechu. You'll return yourself ad Hashem Elokeichu. But in Sof, when it comes to Milas Aleif, it says, Umol Hashem Elokeichu es levavchu es levav zareichu, lehavus Hashem Elokeichu b'chol levavchu b'chol nafshu l'machayichu. Heist this, that the chiyuv, the flicht, the choyve of Milas Aleif, liegt auf Neibishn. It says, Umol Hashem Elokeichu, as levavchu as levav zareichu, the Eibishter will do the milas libchu. Lemaise oivn in the friedige parshas steht, the Eibishter sucht ummaltem es orlas levavchem. So do a choyve of enk of the heiden ummaltem es orlas levavchem. Is do zwei ures. Oivn steht ummaltem es orlas levavchem. It's your duty, it's your choyve to be mal as all as levavchem. And do state, umol Hashem lekeichu as levavchu as levav zarech. Noch achillig is. Then the parasha says, or las levavchem. And here it says, umol Hashem lekeichu as levavchu as levav zarech. I know. So do our Mishnah, everyone knows the Mishnah, in Sof Yime, Umar Rebakiva, Rebakiva Dvizuk, Tashreichem Yisruel, Lifne Miyatem et Ha'arem Eschem, לפני מי אתם מתארם ומי מתאר אסכם. Is the Mishnah lengths will try to be medayik, the lushen, the Mishnah will see there's a few stiras. אומר רב עקיבא, אשריכם ישראל, לפני מי אתם מתארם, to who are you מתאר, are you כלל ישראל מתאר, meaning that you are doing the תארם, and מי מתאר אסכם. And the answer is אביכם שבשמיים, שנאמר, וזורקת עלייך למים תואר ומתהרתם, ואוי מהמקווה ישראל. The Tosfos Yontif says here in the Mishnah, we have two rayas, two ideas, how Hashem is מתהר us. The first is, וזורקת עלייך למים תואר ומתהרתם. Meaning, how was the side of תהרס מים תואר ומוסיגבייז בזמן שבסמיד שרקיים שיבונה לוני במהירו? The each side, he is standing, and the Kohen is Zoyrik on him, the Mayim Teurem. He's doing nothing. He stands quiet, and the Kohen vaft Wasser auf seinen Kopf. V'oime, noch haraye is, Mikveh Yisrael. The Mikveh is a different story. You have to go to the Mikveh. You have to undress yourself. You have to be boidik yourself from Chatzitze. And you have to go down to the Mikveh. Sometimes in a Be'er Mayim, it's very deep. It's a lot of stairs to go down. And you have to toil yourself under the water. Is Lamas to do the zwei Sachen? There's two things. One is Bezrakta Lechemayim Teure Metahartem. The other one is Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. So the Chazum Bal, I'll say the Lushan of Tosfos Yontif, the Heilige Lushan. But the Tosfos Yontif is Mazbar Azoy. Rebbe Akiva asked two questions. The first one is Lifnei Mi Atem Metaharem. The first question was Lifnei Mi Atem Metaharem. Meaning, who are you being mitar yourself, tzveima? But we're talking about the tshiva that we're doing by ourselves. And then he asks another question, mi mitar eschem? Who is the one who gives us the hara? And the answer is, on both questions, the answer is,
Avichem Shebashamayim. And now the Mishnah is explaining and bringing a Raya from Novi to each Tahara. Shenema, Zug de Toysus Yontev, Vezurakte Aleichem Mayim Toyer Metaharatem. That's the answer on the question for me Metahar Eschem. On the question, me Metahar Eschem, who is the one who's being Metahar you? From his initiative? The answer is Vezurakte Aleichem Mayim Toyer Metaharatem. Ve'oimer, and another pusik, and this one is referring to on the first question of them mi atem taharim. Now the answer is mikve yisrael, Hashem. Yeah, if you undress yourself and you're mitbald redden that you're going into the mikve, you undress yourself. That the pusik in Shir Hashirim, pushatati eskitonti eichocho al beshenu. Poshatati esketonti is a shmis, is a way to express that you undress yourself from your habits, from the bad habits that you have, that bringing you to hate and to over.
Again, as well.
So you undress yourself, poshatati esketonti, echoch al b'shenu, is a mikveh, you have to undress yourself to go into the mikveh. I just want to quote the Lushan of the Tosfos Yontif. The Tosfos Yontif says, Mamsh delushin is azam mur de geheilige lushin. I'll say a few words of the lushin of the Tosfos Yontif. Lefisha derech ha-yishura shehi sheyuvel ha-udam ba'atzmoy liskadash ilay toyer. The person has to be mekadash mitayer for himself. Va'oz kshibu letayer mesayin loy. Val ze umar lifnei mi atem mitahari. The first question is, who are you being mitayer yourself for him? The Eibishter will be me'oyre the Yid. Ibi min tzitko yitmechai lebilti yidach memeni nidach. Vezeh she'omah mi metayr eschen. In a gate vatsed. And the Tosfos Yontif finishes off the Lushan, Keina Abu Venichnes Tachas Kamfish Rinosu Yizburach, who Choseyu Betzel Knofov, the Eibishter is over sheltering him, Betzel Knofov, the Messiah, and helps him to tie a Kach Nereli. Fiter Oz, Abruchef in Tosfos Yontif, Vashem Yizburach, Berachmo, Vitareni, Mikolti Moiseini, Ulebes Kotche, Yikabatz Nifitzo Yiseinu, Bemheir Bimeni, Ome Bome. Also ending Tosfos Yontif. Yes, as well. To understand a bit this Tosfos Yontif, and to come back to the Ura that we spoke, we have a stir in the psikem between Imol Hashem Lekechos Levavchu and between Imaltem as Olas Levavchem. So do Amur Digo Rechaim HaKudosh. The Rechaim HaKudosh, in the end of Parshas Kisovoy, the Rechaim HaKudosh says, on the Pusik, Kiseitze la melchum aloivechu, veroiso, sus, vorechev, am rav memchu, le siru mahem, ki Hashem elekechu imo chamalchum eretz mitzrayim. The Rechaim HaKudosh comes and he explains, he describes, there are three different yetzahoras. The first yetzahora is a yetzahora who is a malach outside of the person. Like all the mechala before the chet, so in the gebez nechem. They were without any netir to Ra. And still there was a Yetzirah, the Nuchash HaKadmoini, who came to convince them to do an Aver. That's the first Yetzirah. Then the second Yetzirah is what we just saw in the Tosfos Yontif, Kilev Ha'odom Ra Min Urov. The person has, from his personality, his own character, has from as soon as he was born, he has his problems, his issues, his difficulties. That's the second Yetzirah. And then is the Yetzirah that the person built by himself through the habits and through the pe'ilas and through the hergelim that he did all these avairas. That's already a new Yetzirah. Is a mazbil al chaim kudosh azoy. When you'll go out in a fight, on your Yetzahore, you'll see three different enemies. Sus. The first one is the Malach. Sus Shoite Bamachomo. Malach who comes and he is the one who is. You're having a fight with him.
Then there's the second Yetzirah called Vorechev. Rechev is Melushin Herkev. Herkev heißt the Herkev from the person, the Murkovus from the Nefesh, the personality of the person. It's called Vorechev. And then the third Yetzirah is Am Rav Mimcho. There's already a whole army opposite yourself what was built with your own hands. Am Rav Mimcho. If you see these three Yetzirahs, how will we go about it? Do the Eibush, lo yisiru mehem. Enough to be scared. Ki Hashem lekeichu yimoch. The Eibush zuktzi, there's a ftoche. As the Rabbi Nishloim will help you out in this melchume, hamalchum eretz Mitzrayim. And think about how Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, bat Eirom ve'Eriu, and we got out from there. And 49 days later, we were standing next to the Barak Sinai, where Mekablem had geheret ponem bepunem divar Hashem emuchem ba'or, is this the raya that you can win the battle with the Yetzer Hara. Now, so the Shemesh Shmil comes, he takes this Yisod, that we have two different Yetzer Haras, three different Yetzer Haras. There's a Yetzer Hara who comes from nature, and a Malach, and then there's a Yetzer Hara who comes from our Pu'ulis that we have already done so much chatuam and ergelim that we have him already am rav memchu, such a big koishi, such a big, it's so hard already to try to be a richtig eved Hashem. So comes the Shem Shmi comes and he says, Sebavis, Shtet Netanya and Alas Furam, the heart, like we draw a heart with two sides. There's the Sitra the Yemina, the right side, and then Sitra the Smula. Sitra the Yemina, that is the Mishkan the Yetzer Tov, that's the place of the Yetzer Tov. The other side is the side, what's the bad side. Now, when we think about the Malach, the Teva, that we were born with a bad Teva, that's in the left side. That's something to Hashem. Umol Hashem elekeichu es levovcho ves levav zarech. But all these averes that we have done, and we have, it became a habit, and became a regilus, dusishem olas levavchem. That's something who is adding on your heart. It's really something stuck on your heart, something that you have done by yourself. Of dames with the pussy, umaltem es orlas levavchem. You have to take yourself in the hands and you have to think, how can I get rid of all these hergelim? If I made a zug the Shem Shmil, umaltem es orlas levavchem, that's the schule, that's the start, how you do the tshiva. Umaltem es orlas levavchem. You have to take yourself in the hands and speak to yourself and say, all we have done, that's already a problem. We have to be able to undo everything we did, and then nuchtem b'smahotem altem z'olas levavchem. Then, when it comes to the Malach, then it's zan u'mol Hashem elkeichos levavchos levav zarecho. And that's the pshat in the Torah says Yontef duzu Reba Akiva. Lifnei mi atem et haarem u'mi metayer eschem. You have to start lifnei mi atem et haarem. You have to do a little kabul etoyve. A little start, steht in Rashash, Rabshum Sharabi, the voice of the Kibla, Rabshum Sharabi, says that on Rosh Hashanah we have to take under one good Kabula in Asay Toif and one Kabula in Sur Mera. The Amsa Anish steht for Heiligen Rishana, he says on the Aftoir of Dirshu Hashem Be Motzoy, it is the Eshte, Zutar to the Tiufte, Shuvi Yisul is the Zweite from Tiufte, the Eshte is, the first one is Dirshu Hashem Be Motzoy, we said on Tzom Gidalia. We say in the Pusik, the Novi Yishai says, Im tushiv mishabez raglechu, asois heftzechu, v'yom kotshi. The Holy Krishna says, Pshat Zazoy, Im toshiv mishabez, if you do tshuva, mishabez and shabez tshuva, raglechu for one regiles, you'll take away one bad habit that you have, and you'll do tshuva on this, Asois heftzichu b'yom kotshi. When it comes Yom HaKudosh, comes Yom Kippur, the highest to you, Yomim Yitzuru, v'loy echo b'hem, Also es heft sich bei ihm Kotschi. Also es heft sich aus Pusche, dass er sagt, er gibt gebencht zu. Aber es auch, it means also der Pschat. Also es heft sich bei ihm Kotschi, wo es damals hat man, mi mit Haar, Reschem, Abichem, Shabashumayim, Bepchinas, wenn so ragt die Aleiche, Maim, Teure mit der Halten. Oh, that's already a neue Gedanke. That's already that Hashem has to do. Now, when we think about someone told me that the Ger Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, said Amor de Gizach. When we think about how to do tshiva on all the Averis we have, says, used to be in the olden time, a person used to go and buy a bottle of milk, Netz Yisrael in the first time, so he says, someone comes to a milk dealer and he asks him, give me a bottle of milk. How much is the bottle of milk? He says, a pound, a pfund. He said, have only one half a pound. On the cheshbon, I'll owe you half a pound. Good. Half a pfund. Tomorrow, he comes back, the person says, we have a cheshbon, right? I owe you half a pound. So, give me another bottle of milk. Yeah, one and a half, yeah, right? The cheshbon. Tomorrow, he comes, he says, give me another bottle. We have two and a half. Two and a half. Three. Yeah. Four and a half. Five and a half. The seventh day he comes, he says, give me a bottle, I'll owe you some. So the Moicha says to this guy, he says, listen to me. You don't owe me anything. You don't owe me bizgunishin. You don't owe me anything. Just finish with this story. You know, you don't owe me anything, I don't give you milk, come, buy with cash, and that's it. Pshat says, the same with a credit card, yeah? Why we have problems when someone starts with a credit card, it's ready, we have already in debit, and it's an overdraft, and that's the way how a person goes into debt. Pshat says, Zukta de Bas Yisrael, a person with Eibush, the same, comes after the Yom Tovim, so the person starts with a little, you know, he didn't do anything. So now he knows, I have a shtickl account with Hashem. Okay, we'll sort it somehow. Now we're busy. Now he says to Hashem, we have an account, yeah, we have a page open. Okay, now another. The first act in Shiva is the Eibishter says to the Yid, you don't owe me anything. Gunish, lozuk. Ma'ada hava hava. Forget it. Just start from now paying in cash and everything you do. Do the pshat in Shiva. It made it azoy. As I said on Yom Tov, a gedank, I won't repeat it, but the gedank is that when you come to do Shiva, we have to do like we said, we have to take away our regilis and our habits, the way we are used to do, and then I'll say in short the word was Chagizuk Dot said that Abraham Shechter said, told you the word, Abraham Shechter said that in, I think, Geri Yeshiva in Yerushalayim was a story. Boys came from home, everyone came with a nice baggage, and then everyone started to get stains. So they went into the dry cleaning and they gave in the baggages. After a few weeks, the baggages came back clean. After a few weeks, 3 weeks, all the boys just noticed the same spots came back. So they went into the dry cleaning again, gave in the baggages. After 3-4 weeks, same spots again.
Same place.
So start the answer in yeshiva, this guy doesn't do anything, just putting some shoe polish. Kitzel was there, a boy, Chush Buche, now he's a Ruv Nashdod. So he said, I'm going over to speak to this Yid. He said to him, don't, either you're doing Avla to the boys, either the boys are talking Stamish and Holland. Ruv is the mask. So the Yid said, listen, sit down, I'll tell you. When a boy comes into yeshiva, and his mother bought him a new baggage, comes to yeshiva, finds new friends, he's very polite, table manners. After a few weeks, he's already familiar with the crowd. While eating, he's pushing out his hand, takes from the pickles, from the, you know, in the middle of the table, and he has this plate with fish, with chayim. So his bekcher got got dirty. Fine. Then he eats while eating the eggs. Shabbos falls down here. He goes into to the dry clinic. I do his Bekcha, comes out clean. Busna, what happened? First week he still, he remembers that he paid 20 shekel, so he's still careful. After 3 weeks, he's again eating with the wild manna. No. Sure. Comes back, so he says, the chrain will never come here. It's always on this side. And the egg will always fall here. But it's not the old egg. It's not the old chrain. It's a new one. It's an eye flick. Same as with us. You think sometimes, I did shiva, comes cheshvin, kislev, teves, I'm back to the old, to the old story. So the emphasis is, we are like these boys who are thinking that the bon shulchan shulim, not a elche dry cleaner. Chaz v'shulim, ki v'alyoim hazeh yechaper alayichim, netar esem, kol chat esayichim, lefna Hashem tetori, imi chato ayichim, kashulim, kashel galbi, novus. Ints with inzere chatuim, with the hergelim that we have, and we don't have a richtige kabule, how to change our habits, meile, kim tos, we're going back to the same things. So we'll be Messiah with a vote from Harig Lechevich, we said in the Zichroines of Megzuk, Zuzach Meforshim, Pshat, and Pusik, Abayin Yakil, Yefraim, Mielet Shashiem, Kimedei Dabri, Boy, Zuchai Eskirani Oit, a lot of truth in the Rishoinen, if it's Blushim Betmiya, and who says it, Hashem, which part says Hashem, which part says Klal Yisrael. Pushy pshat is that it's not starting with such a nice way, the pusik. Meaning that the Eibishter asked, Haben Yakili Ephraim, is Taki the Klal Yisrael such a good child, in Yelet Shashuim, Zuk the Lechevich Hazah pshat. Klal Yisrael says, Haben Yakili Ephraim, am I such a good boy, such a good son? Im Yelet Shashuim, am I the best little boy? Kimidei Dabri boy. Klal Yisrael says, the Yitzuk, Kimidei Dabri boy. When I speak, when I talk about Hashem, I ask to myself, Zochor, have I remembered Hashem enough? Through the year, what I did in business and with the kids, in Bam Gavanan, Zochor, have I remembered enough Hashem, Gitach and Ebishn, all the time? So the Yid on the tapes, Eskireni Oit. Zuk Tzitzim Aibishn, he says to Hashem, I promise, Eskireni Oit, I will remember from now on, I'll remember Hashem. So Hashem says, Al Kain, Biglal Demach Shuva, Al Kain, Homu Mai Eloi, my heart, my instances are going out for this heat. And Hashem says, Hashem Tzilcho, Hashem says, he's being misoyre in the same way that the Yid was misoyre. So Hashem says, Rachem, have I been enough merachem on this Yid? So Hashem says, I undertake, Arachmenu Neim Hashem. From now on, I'll be more merachem on the Yid. Akepunem pshat is, as yede pe'ile le'toybe, what we are thinking, in Musmanem Tzichinter, the Eibish to help, the Kyodua Shtaita Rabbein Yoyne, in Chav Savuvas, the part of the Tshuva is the believing, Be'amun Shalema, as Meken Machen Tshiva, the Eibish will help us to do Tshiva, the Eibish to help us, Zalun Kima Tzviyam Kippur, Be Tahar Salev, in Mzoy Chizan Tzviya Kippur, in Gmach Tzviyam
Kippur. Amen. 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 Amen.